I thought I had so much more time.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, I thought I was like, wait. It's that damn...
Okay, anybody watching on YouTube,
good night.
Have a lovely evening.
Come join us over in the Discord. Just go over to pride48.com and click on chat. It will take you to our
Discord. In the contract, we can only be on camera for so many minutes in a week.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, by court order, people are only allowed to see us for big, short periods of time.
We're off.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's a legal thing. Phoenix Dave. Hi, Phoenix Dave. Phoenix Dave is apparently was listening on YouTube.
Oh, he was watching us on YouTube.
But I don't know if he can even hear us now. I don't know if he's listening on Pride 48.
He's not.
So, okay, well, I'm not saying hi, Phoenix.
So Dave. Talking to Phoenix Dave is really doing absolutely no good at the moment.
None whatsoever, unless he's listening on Pride 48. But because you're streaming that. But we won't know that for another second or two.
But wouldn't it be weird if he was both listening to Pride 48 and watching YouTube at the same time?
No. But I'm saying, but now that he shut the YouTube down, maybe he's like, oh, look, he just showed up in Discord right now. He just like,
hi, Phoenix Dave. Like, how are you doing?
See, we said it three times and he appeared much like Beetlejuice. It was a thing.
Phoenix Dave.
Ah! There you go. And there he is. Hey, I have a thing, Adam.
You know, Jim,
I know a lot of Jims.
Gavin's husband died.
Yes, I did.
That was so sad.
It was.
Remember him being so nice. Anytime I saw him, he was a very sweet man.
Who are our in memorandum at this point? We had Christian Messer. We had
Jim.
But that's the most recent. We've had more since Christian. We had before Christian
Lord
Messer,
Byron.
Yeah, Lord Byron was first, right? Lord Byron, then Christian.
No, it was what's his name? He got killed in a car accident. Mags.
Oh, Mags. And then Christian
was
Messer.
Probably next.
Midwest Matt. Someone is saying,
yeah.
And then there was Ramble Redhead. There was Archer.
Oh, Archer. Yeah.
There was,
God, so many people have died.
Yeah.
In the community.
And then there's, I guarantee you there's ones that we just don't know because there were people that might've listened and just never reached out.
Well, that's what you get when you're a lurker. People don't know when you die.
I'm sure people did. They're not hermits. I mean, they have lives, right? It's like they're other whole ass people. They have their own social networks and stuff. I'm sure people knew they died. So, oh no. If you don't have a podcast, then what's the point really? I mean, what's the point?
No, you don't have to have a podcast, but if you listen to a podcast, you need to reach out.
I really want to do an AI show. But I'm wrestling because it's like, I don't know who, you and I are not, we don't talk about tech in the same way.
Well, like, also I have too many shows right now.
Yeah, that's true. But I didn't even ask you because it's just like
good.
Yeah. I feel like that's not what I want. But I don't know who I want. I haven't like but I don't know if I just want to do it on my own or but I don't like you, I don't like the like when I watch AI videos, the thing that annoys me sometimes is just the monotony of one person telling me things, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so when we're talking about news kind of stuff like that, I want to balance it with somebody who I at least philosophically agree with, right? And
you can do it with AI.
No, we're not there yet.
Okay.
You could do it with AI with a lot of editing, but not in an engaging way. I feel like, a lot of editing. Yeah, you know the number of times you have to go, nope, sorry, I wasn't done, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
It's like the voice technology is impatient.
Sure.
It's very impatient. It's like, ask your question. God damn it. Don't you pause. If you pause, then I did. Oh, yeah. Here, no, let me
start answering.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, I'm a computer. To me, a second is an eternity. So it's just like, yeah, you pause for a second. And it's just like, I thought you died. Stable Diffusion. Yes. Stable Diffusion, Phoenix Dave.
I hear Leo Laporte might be looking for, a side gig. So
why would he be looking for a side gig?
I'm just kidding.
No, because, I don't, and that's just it. Jeff Jarvis has an AI show and Leo Laporte has an AI show. And both of them are regularly like, well, I'm not sure how that works. Or, I'm like, or it's like, it drives me crazy because it's like, wait, there's some of us using this and some of us learning things about this that, are worthy of being shared. Here's the thing that scares me, Adam. As I said last week, this is not the first disruptive technology that has happened, right? We've gone through this as a society. We've gone through this countless times. But the thing that scares me, the thing that gives me unease in my as I approach my retirement is when the automobile wiped out all those jobs and when the automobile came along and changed society, there were a lot of businesses spun up around services and things that were basically flashes in the pan, right? There were basically things that eventually got solved by a more widespread usage of generality, right? So in other words, by making mechanics, like having large chains of mechanics for across the country, forming the gas station chains or whatever that had mechanics and stuff like that, put out of business some of these people that, we can repair cars. That's how we'll make our money and we'll just charge ungodly amounts of money, right? Because there was no competition, right? So the thing that scares me is I don't want to end up focusing or our company focusing on something that is literally going to be a fad, like something that's going to be, it's like there are going to be there's going to be industries that are spawned from this that will have persistence, but there's also going to be industries that are going to be spawned from this that take old paradigms into account and don't account for the, and they're not going to be useful. They're going to initially, people are going to think they're going to be useful, and then we're going to quickly evolve past that. Like a great example of that is prompt engineering, right? It's like, oh yeah, we're going to hire a prompt engineer. We'll pay $150,000 a year if you're a good prompt engineer. Like, that's the key to the future is prompt engineering. And now we're like, yeah, no, it's more than the prompt. It's like, you gotta give it context. You gotta think about it in 3D chess kind of thing. So it's like, it's not just a simple prompt engineer thing. So, you don't see that now. There's no longer. Remember, there were literally 200,000 a year to be a prompt engineer, right?
Yeah.
There's like,
yeah,
that's no longer a thing.
All the YouTube videos at the time were how to become a prompt engineer and
And those are gone, right? Those are gone because it was a bullshit thing that we evolved past. And so that's the thing that keeps me up at night is just like, all right, what do I bet on? What do I think is going to be a fad? And what do I think is the long term?
Well, the underlying technology. So, how models work, all of that is good knowledge to have.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And no. And I'm right very, now, very interested. But what I'm saying is like
MCP is the big thing right now.
Okay. And that leans into what I actually do think will be a navigable path, which is orchestration, right? when, you know, our company, like every other company in the world, has gone on this spree of, you know, C-suite emails every week of saying how we're using AI and how we're, you know, different department heads gloating, like, by using this tool, we've upped customer satisfaction by 17 billion%. You know, it's like all that crap. Even I read a whole article about the Spit Valve Factory this week with their agentic AI, you know, leaning all in on agentic AI and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's all. We're putting AI into everything.
Right.
Oh yes. You did say Spit Valve Factory.
But I, what was I saying?
Well, you were saying that MCP server is the
The path I see forward is orchestrated. So when I read all these emails about that we're using this tool, we're using that tool, we're using this tool, we're using that tool, in my brain I'm like, all right, well, how are we gonna stitch these guys together? How are we going to, because sure, these are always going to be better if they have more context, and more context means tying them together with the other tools that the other departments have decided to go and use. And I think that is, at least for the next period of time that I would be employed, a good industry to focus on, or a good direction to focus on, is orchestration, like working on solutions to community. And MCP is a great example, right? MCP is a standard, and anything that has an API, you can write an MPC server, right, with an interface to it, as long as it has that API. And, you know, as long as it has an API level layer, you can write an MCP server, right? The MCP server doesn't have to be run by the company that's hosting the thing. They can just have a regular API, and you can write an MCP interface into that. So that opens up whole areas in healthcare IT where I'm at, in the sense that insurance companies all have APIs, but they're stingy with certain data in their formats, you know, like claim status or modification dates and things like that, that are available in their APIs but aren't available through their normal web connections. Is like, you could now actually deal in orchestration there so that you could add in a claim status update to a patient portal, right? So like, you could go to your patient portal and actually see what the actual status of your claim was with insurance, right? So that those kind of things that I think, you know, orchestrating those things, I think is going to be a good safe middle area to kind of aim for like the remaining 12 years of my career.
Sure. I think building agents is something good to have that skill. Cause I feel like there are going to be specialized agents, that we're going to get away from just having a generic, and we're going to have specialized, okay, this is a, you know, product manager agent, and it's been fine tuned and, you know, prompted within an inch of its life, but you know, with code as well.
No,
you know,
I understand.
So I think that's another area possibly.
But what area are you? Because as much as you hate your job, you have to, on some level, realize that this is a pivotal moment. This is a pivotal moment.
Yeah.
Where I don't know why I couldn't fucking say pivotal.
Yeah.
Pivotal. This is
pivotal. That's what you want to say.
It's a pivotal.
I got you to do it. Pivotal.
My point is, This is the perfect time to shift gears in a large company. This is a perfect time to position yourself as, oh yeah, project management, fuck that. I'm an AI expert. Let me help you get AI involved. Let me do this agentic work for you. It's like, you need to pivot yourself to doing the things that you like to do anyway, which is doing the AI stuff, but figure out how that works and you just start with your boss, right? Figure out some pain point of your boss that you can solve with a little AI script, and go like, oh, by the way, here's a thing that I had worked up and stuff. And I have another couple of ideas about how we could integrate AI stuff. Because every company right now is doing that little sweep where they're like going like, find the people who know stuff about how to use this stuff and like get them together and get them to train other people. It's like, I guarantee you one of the short term boons or one of the short term, industries that will flare up and then die down is going to be, training and consulting, like, AI trainers, AI consultants, like let us come in, analyze your business, give you detailed reports on, how
they already, Deloitte already does comes in and they'll write code for you. Yeah. They'll like build agents for you and exactly. Do all that.
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like that's going to be, that's just like at the beginning of the PC revolution, right? We're just like, let me come in and set up your database. Like, nobody does that shit anymore. But there was a time that computer consultants were a highly paid position, right? So we're in that period right now. We're in that transition period where if you want to make a change, this is the perfect time to do that. That you now have an avenue, you have multiple avenues open in front of you right now if you just go for that, if you just move forward and go down them. It's like, that's all you have to do, Adam. You just have to go down those, those avenues.
I know. I should.
Then too.
Well, I am doing something AI related at work. We have a survey analysis.
Phoenix Dave is telling us to step back from the gummy. Here's the thing about the gummy. Well,
I've not Phoenix had a gummy.
Here's the thing about the gummy, Phoenix Dave. She's a cruel mistress. She's a cruel, cruel mistress because she won't return your call for hours, right? It's like, you know what I'm saying? She's like that really hot neighbor that you had when you were like in your young 20s and you just moved out on your own, your very first apartment, and you're kind of out on your own, and there's like this hot dude in the apartment complex, whatever, right? Yeah. That's what a gummy's like. It's like you're like, oh, okay, I'm just going to sit here tonight, enjoy the outside air on my balcony. Yes. Just have a nice evening, and you're pretty much, she's like, all right, I'm tired, it's been a nice evening, it's been nice, pretty. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, and then the hot neighbor shows up and you're just like, oh shit, oh man, hot neighbor's there. It's like that's how a gummy, it just sneaks up on you out of nowhere, just sneaks up on you. It's just like, so is he shirtless?
I do find that they take an hour and a half to 2 hours, sometimes even more.
I feel like,
but I haven't had a gummy.
I feel like that's, the Chevrolet dealership right next to the dispensary. I was at the dispensary today and it was like, oh, there's the Chevrolet dealership right there.
That's not a good combo because you don't want to be test driving a car high.
Well, no, I'm not going to be high when I test drive the car. That's not the plan. Hey, I wrote this down. And I don't know if you've seen this or heard about it or not. Have you heard about Opal? Have you seen Opal? Have you played with Opal?
I have not played with Opal. I do not know.
Okay. I'm going to... Did we decide that we couldn't do video in the chat room? Like we couldn't...
We never decided anything.
How would we do video in the chat room? It would have to come off your video feed because you have the combined video. I don't have any output that has our combined video. I mean, I could share the Zoom screen.
What are you wanting to share?
I was just going to share my screen. And I figured people in the chat room could see it too if they wanted. Can I share? Oh, I can share my screen.
I can share my screen with Discord.
I can share my screen. All right, I'm going to share my screen. There, I'm sharing my screen. All right, so this is what I want to show you, Adam. This is in chat room. Oh shit! Why is it, oh, wait, is it going back? Wait. Going back? What? Is that going back? What is that? What is that coming back, Adam? Adam?
1 second. One.
Is it me? Is it you? Were you echoing back? Oh, you went into the chat. Oh, I understand. I understand. See?
I wanted to see if I could see.
Phoenix Dave. This was all just an experiment of what it feels like when the gum is
okay. Yeah, I'm seeing your screen now as well.
All right. So this is Opal. This just came out from Google. And I'm going to, let's just take something that is very simple. Let's say.
Is this by Google?
Yeah. We're going to say blog post writer. So we're going to click in the blog post. These are just templates that they have. So what it is, what Opal is it's a little no code. It's kind of like N8N, but it's like no N8N, code, but they also host the apps. So like when you put your little workflow together, this is like, see, I could go over here to the app, right? Just start the app, right? I could just run and it's going to show me what I'm running through, but I could share this app out with somebody else, right? And they wouldn't have to, it would be the whole screen. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Yep. They wouldn't see the editor part of it. Anyway, the point is, it's all these drag and drop little things. So we could actually, and you can make your own, but and you can copy these and these templates in and modify them however you want. But we could use this because this is essentially what I do with the transcripts anyway. I upload the transcript into ChatGPT and I have a saved chat there that has the instructions to disregard any previous transcripts, this, you know, take the new file. It's my podcast. It's called The Gay Mix. It's Adam. Here's a biography of Adam. Here's the biography of Daniel. This is their podcast. Give me a 2-paragraph summary of what they talked about and then give me 5 potential show topics or show titles. A show title should be completely non sequitur, but it should be something that was said during the show that kind of sounds funny out of context. And that's all I do every week when I post our summaries and I get 5 choices of title and everything. But I could actually trigger this, right? Instead of asking for user input, I could trigger this off of a Gmail arrival or something with a subject. So it's like, literally, you could just... or a Google Drive entry or whatever. It's like, I could just basically say like, oh, when this file shows up in Google Drive, then just go ahead and generate the topic, you know, the thing. Like it could just be an automated process so that when you're uploading the file to Spotify or to...
So this has access to like Google APIs, so like the Gmail API or...
I believe so. Let's go back and let's make a new one and see what options we have. So we want user input. Looks like now it is only typed. Unless we add an asset. I mean, this just came out last week. They will probably tie this in to those APIs and stuff.
Yeah, because you'd need API access to do what you were saying, but yeah.
Or you would just need that to be a function in here, right? This is in the Google environment, and Gmail is in the Google environment. So it's just like, oh yeah, if in my email I got this, then do this. They may even put that over in Gmail, right? That you could call an Opal app from your email. Anyway, but the point is you could just say, so like, here's my transcript. And then you just put a generate there, right? So you're going to like, you know, hey, use Gemini 2.5 Pro, give it the prompt, which I have, you know, a fully structured prompt that tells, you know, who Adam is, who Daniel is, and what their task is, and, you know, context and all that shit. And then I could even have another generate that ties off of that, that actually does images, right? So it's like, now make a thumbnail for the Spotify video that matches the title, right? It's like,
Yeah. No, that's cool. I'm going to look at that. I got it pulled up now.
Yeah. So there you go. That's opal.withgoogle.com, I think. Is that the... Yeah, opal.withgoogle.com.
I mean, build anything and Google's going to... Yeah. Like N8M builds it and then Google's like, hey, that's a good idea.
And this by the way, this is not... I do have a Gemini Pro account, but this is for anyone. It's free, so you don't have to have a Gemini Pro account to do this. You can do this with just your regular Google account. You do not need... You'll be limited in some things, but I don't know what those things are. Probably the models. Like, you probably can't use Gemini 2.5 Pro. You can only use 2.5 Flash or something.
How do you delete?
I'm assuming just highlight and click delete. It's a canvas, right?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, like the little things that they have, the little pre-made things that they have are kind of cool. They have, am I still sharing my screen?
You are.
Okay. Yeah. They have like this claymation thing. Like, you can just pick a photo. So I guess their input has more than just text, because right here it's like upload photo. Hold on. Let's see what our input options were. What did I miss? Oh, it's over here. User input. Advanced settings. Input type. Audio, image, text, upload file, or video are the reactions there. So I could theoretically just set it to upload file, and then instead of you putting the transcript in Google Drive, you could just drop it on this app, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
I mean, when it's done, it has a shared URL, right? You can make it public and you can share the URL. And then in that case, right, you could use N8N or something like that to stitch those two processes together.
Right.
Anyway, Opal, Adam, Opal, play with it. Have fun.
Opal.
You're welcome.
Will do. Thank
How
you.
Do I stop sharing my screen there? I stopped.
How do I turn this thing off?
How do I, Myron?
Big fatty?
Myron. Where are we? Is that you?
So, oh.
You hung up.
Newest drama.
Drama from what? What's drama?
From the... I don't know if I, so, you know, I told you guys that they were electing a new board for the HOA.
Yeah. The HOA.
And,
you didn't run.
The board resigned, right?
Yeah.
Well, so this guy got on the Facebook group and he let a bunch of people have it. He was like, I want to let you all know that my wife has served as the board head, head of the board.
Yep. HOA president, yes.
Tirelessly for the past 3 years. And because of some people who know who they are that bullied and wanted to take over, she felt like she had to resign. And I just want to make sure that we don't make a mistake and elect these bullies into the board.
did they name names? Did they say who the bullies were?
He's like, if you want to know who it is, just ask around. Anybody, we know. People know.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't name any names, but he's like, we don't need to make a mistake and have these bullies on the board. I'm like, I don't even know what all this drama is. I don't even pay attention. I've never even been to a board meeting.
Name names or shut the fuck up, dude. I have very important information that you need to know, Adam. You need to know that some people running for the board are corrupt.
Apparently.
That's it. If you want to know who, you just ask around. But you need to know that somebody is corrupt. I can't tell you. I know who. I can't tell you who for some fucking reason. But yeah. Oh, my God. You know what that means?
No.
That means that the person... look for who's running for the... What lawyer is running for the board? It's going to be a lawyer. They're scared to name his name because he's a lawyer. So it's like they don't want to say who because they don't want to get sued. So it's just like, yeah, if you want to know who, just ask around. Everybody knows.
I've never even been to a board meeting before. So I don't, but if there's drama, I certainly don't want to be signing up for that.
Why? I think you could be, you could be Adam Burns, the drama free choice. Adam Burns. I don't even know what an HOA is. Adam Burns. I will do whatever you want because I am a people pleaser.
Because I was talking about possibly being on the violations committee. And, you know, I mean, that's not a way to make friends.
No. No, it's not. Unless you had a hook. Like, you left your violations, but in a pretty envelope with, like, you know, calligraphy and, you know, a little personalized note in it. It's like, Dave, I know times are hard, but we all do have to pull together.
We would appreciate it if you would mow your lawn, Dave.
I'm not telling you this to try to shame you. I just want to make sure that everything is okay. Look, if you need help, you just reach out and let somebody know. We will be more than happy to help you. I hope that you find this in the spirit that it was intended. And if you were just busy and neglected your yard because you were busy, then, you know, get off your ass and mow the fucking yard. And, you know,
attached is a $50 fine.
That's right.
It will now be another 25 a day for the next.
I remember the first citation we got from our homeowners association in the old house was like Christmas Day. We moved into our house like December 21st or whatever. And so like it was Christmas Day and my nephews had come over to see the house. And, they parked in our driveway and whatever. And they came in and they saw the house and everything. They were not there for more than 10 minutes because they were on their way somewhere else. And, you know, maybe 10 or 15 minutes they were there. We're saying goodbye to them. We walked back out to the driveway and there was a citation on their car that they were blocking the sidewalk in the driveway. Like they weren't pulled up far enough in the driveway.
Oh, but
they
hate that. Blocking,
they were, oh, I
get
oh,
it. But
no, no,
when
no, no.
I'm walking, I hate
that
it
too. But it was also when I'm out running on Sunday morning and I have to run around cars that are blocking the sidewalk, there's a piece of me that goes, it's Sunday. They're going to church, whatever. They're all, you know, they're getting together before church. It's like, I get it. It's a social time for people, you know, it's like, and it's Christmas Day. It's like, yeah, okay. I'm blocking the sidewalk, but also it's Christmas Day. They're not going to be here they're just here for Christmas. It's like, it's just for, you know, like, is there no,
it's a slippery slope, Daniel.
Why are you out? Why are you out putting
it is a
citations out on Christmas Day? What are you?
Some poor single
Scrooge
lady or man on the violations committee. It's like, ha ha ha. Everyone's family's visiting. I'm going to get a bunch of violations today. We'll pay for those new lawn pool chairs for around the pool. If you know.
The original series. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm missing something.
Oh, Lamont is telling me that And Just Like That was canceled.
Oh, is that? That Sex in the City?
Yeah. I've been watching it.
Oh, okay.
Recently.
What is that on? Is that on Showtime?
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, HBO. No, I don't have HBO Max right now. Yeah. I have Paramount.
One of my British exes and I watched all of the original Sex in the Cities together.
Yeah.
He bought the DVDs or whatever.
Yeah.
And we watched them. And we probably watched them more than once. And I love them, but I never watched And Just Like That when it came out. So recently I decided to do that. So
I forget. Are you watching Foundation or are you not watching Foundation? You're not watching Foundation.
Yeah, we've watched. If there's a new season out right now, we are not caught up with that. But we did watch at least season one and two. What season
is this?
Right
season
now?
Three? Is this season three? Is this season?
It
three?
Has to be.
Yeah, this.
Watched,
yeah, it's
we watched.
Be, yeah.
So if there's a season that just came out,
it started a few weeks ago.
So we are not caught up, but we do watch Foundation. or we have watched season one and two. I couldn't tell you a thing about it. They're some beings that live a long time or something.
What?
Aren't they some beings that live a long time? Or no, wait. Yeah.
There's two. All right, there's multiple.
And there are robots. The blonde chick.
No, there is a robot. She's, there's one robot.
Oh, the only one?
Yes. So the people that live a long time are the emperors, the galactic emperor. So there was this Trump-like emperor named Emperor Cleon, who decided that there didn't need to be, he was such a perfect emperor that there was no need for there to ever be another emperor. And the way that he would remain the emperor forever is that he would have three clones of himself that operated as a triumvirate. So there would always be a young Cleon, a middle Cleon, and an older Cleon. And then as the new one came in, the older one would be destroyed and whatnot. But they would all be perfect genetic clones that also...
Are they destroyed or aren't they just put in those suspension chambers? No.
The old ones are destroyed. Yeah, they're reclaimed, you know, they're destroyed.
The original Cleon is in that suspension thing.
That's not a... He's the original Cleon. That's okay. Every copy of him. You know, they're now centuries. You know, we're now up to Cleon the 23rd and Cleon, you know, so this is the 23 generations of this. But it is essentially the same person because they all have the same memories. Like they all have the memories of Cleon's past. And they act as one, you know, as the same person. However, what's happened is over the centuries, there has been a genetic drift that has caused them to start to act slightly differently or to have different thoughts or whatever. And that is called caused some crisis and everything, but they're the only long lived characters in Foundation. There are two main storytellers, Harry Seldon and Gail Dornick. And they're not long lived. They're just exploiting cryosleep. So they will sleep for like 50 years and then be awake for a week or two and then sleep for another 20 years and then be awake for a month. You know, it's like that. So they're just extending their life by going into cryosleep. Harry Seldon originally died.
Some kind of god or something.
Well, no, he originally died. He was a mathematician that created psychohistory and the prime radiant and stuff. But he originally died. But what he had done is he had created within the prime radiant, he had created his, he'd put his entire memories and his personality. And so he created a Harry Seldon construct, like an AI construct that was essentially Harry Seldon. Some weird mythological creature being that we don't know a lot about discovered that artificial person and then gave it physical form in season one. And that's never been explained. Like this, that's just one of those, they talk about it on the show and they're always just like, huh, isn't that weird? Right. It's like, that's clearly going to be answered in a much, much later season, but you know, so how we got the physical Harry Seldon and also have the artificial Harry Seldon that is part of the vault. Those are two separate entities that exist. So they're two psyches of Harry Seldon, but one of them has been alive and out and the other one is trapped inside the vault and is only an artificial construct. So there you go. Isn't that exciting? So
yeah,
there's
exciting. So yeah, we've seen season one and two.
Yeah.
As I recall, we started getting into it more in season two than we did in season one for some reason. But
yeah, and it's a lot of table
stakes. It's a lot to take in.
I will tell you this. So there's been like, I think four episodes, maybe five episodes of this final season of 10. So you're about halfway through the
oh, so this is the final season.
No. This current season. Sorry. So sorry. Oh. This current season. What was I going to say? The first episode, like, I don't know if you remember, but the first episode of season two represented a time jump. So there was a lot of exposition in that very first episode, you know, the same thing in season three. Like the first episode is a lot of exposition because you're jumping forward 150 years. So you're just like, this civilization rose and then fell. And then this other civilization, you know, did this. And then they died. And then this other one, you know, came up in their place. And now they're the power structure. You know, so there's a lot of resetting your frame to, okay, it's 150 years later. Think about how much has changed in America in 150 years, right? It's like, you know, that, you know, it's like entire political parties rose and fell, right? It's like... telling someone 150 years ago what the internet was or something would be, you know, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah.
I have confirmed.
What have you confirmed?
Deadline. And just like that, to end with season three. Gets a 2-part series finale on HBO Max.
The only thing
Lamont was correct.
The only thing I know about that show is what I hear on Pod is My Co-Pilot, because they watch it. So they talk about it, but not in depth. They just kind of like make references to it. And they're like, oh, well, I hated Charlotte anyway. And I'm just like going, oh, I seem to recall there was a character named Charlotte in Sex and the City. Okay. And then I pretend like I know what they're talking about.
I enjoy it. It's not the best show in the world, but it's enjoyable.
I mean, you know, they do not go to Disney that often, Lamont. I mean, Rodan and Darwin do when they're in town, but because Rodan travels a lot. But yeah, I mean, we see Rodan and Darwin over at Disney a lot. But Taylor and Babalu... I mean,
didn't they just go on a Disney cruise recently?
Yeah. But you got to remember that Taylor and Babalu don't live close. Like, it's less than a 30-minute drive for Rodan and for myself to get to Walt Disney. It is a 2.5-hour drive for Taylor one way. So it's like, it's 2.5 hours for him to get from his house to Disney and then 2.5 hours to get back. And he has a dog. So it's it is an ordeal for them to go to Disney.
What does Tank do?
Tank works at Starbucks.
He works at Starbucks?
Yes. I think part-time. But yes, he works at Starbucks. I believe he is a barista.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he
owned a business or something.
Yeah, he owned a contracting business, but he retired from that, and now he's a Starbucks barista and loves it.
Oh. I didn't know that.
He did.
I thought they were, like, rich.
They are. Here's, he did.
So he just does it for fun.
Fun and income, and baristas get tips and stuff. They make a decent living. But he's doing what I don't know if you've noticed or not. There's been this topic card on the Trello for months, the one that says retirement.
Yeah, I've seen it, but I figured when you want to talk about it, you'll pull it over or whatever.
And the reason that it was there was because I think I put it there because I heard you say on your show that you had asked ChatGPT how long you could live off of your savings, and it said 30 years. Yeah. And I was like, then just fucking retire. Then just go ahead and retire. And you don't have to. It's like you don't have to do that. It's like, but then I've modified that recently to be, look, you're at a pivot. You're at a
pivotable.
You're at a pivotal moment.
I'm at a pivotal moment. Yeah.
In history.
Yeah.
And you don't have to retire. Just shift into what you want to do. Like shift it. Look, I know you like AI. I know you like playing with new things. There's like, this is the golden opportunity to set yourself up to be like, hey, we need an internal department that basically teaches people how to use these tools, teaches them how to evaluate new tools, and teaches them how to use these tools in their job. That is a department that will start to arise in a lot of these companies, at least for the next few years. I don't think a lot of companies currently still have labs to teach people how to use PCs, but they did, back during the PC revolution. But I just feel like that's a stepping stone to move into a different department and more into like education and stuff, stuff that you would like. And I feel like this is a great time to do that. It's like, pitch that idea. The worst that they could say is, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, you know, fuck off. That's the worst they could do. That's the worst they could do is just be like, yeah, thanks. The best they could do is like, you know what? There are plans to do this. And if you think that you would, you know, that you would be a good fit with your podcasting background and stuff, then I feel like, you know, let's get you on somebody's meetings here. And so it's like, you know, the best case scenario is that your boss could be like, yeah, there's an initiative to do that. And they're looking for good people. Yeah. You would be good at that. Let's talk about that. I just think you should just go for it, Adam. Go for it.
I'm thinking about it.
Stop thinking. I mean, stop thinking. Just do. Just do. Look, if this fucking
I'm still on the pot.
If this fucking
wait, what, is that what they say?
If this fucking corrupt,
you gotta piss or get off the pot. Is
this
that what they say?
Fucking corrupt fuckhead president hasn't taught you anything.
Daniel, we're not supposed to bring.
I know, because
Andy
he's not
Scott
here.
Is not here tonight.
He's not here. He's not
because
here
because I had two political questions on the quiz.
No,
last
he's not
week.
Here because he's drunk. I don't know. He's not here because he's not here. Here's the thing, Adam. If they've taught you anything right now, these consequences don't matter. It's 2025. Apparently, nothing has consequences. There are no longer consequences to anything you do. Do you want to? Do you want to like destroy the economy? Are you white? Then go for it. Go ahead. It's like that. That's the only qualification right now is, are you white? Okay. Then yeah, go ahead. Like, here's $1 million. It's like the world's gone fucking crazy. There's no consequences to anything at this point. They're all just idiots. They're all just, fuck. I was drinking.
When people show that they're typing,
I was drinking my White Claw.
Sometimes it'll show they're typing and then it'll stop.
Yeah.
But nothing will show up.
Yeah.
Are people typing and retyping their messages? Are you guys like really contemplating what you say before you say it?
Look, before you get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Those little typing things just mean that the keyboard is active. They could be on another browser. They could be on their browser. They could be typing in the email. They could be
yes. It doesn't have to be the active window.
No. Here,
so
Adam.
If I go to the browser window and I start typing.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Kathy Marshall is typing.
Is it going
right
to show
now.
Me typing? No.
Well, because you're not in the.
Do you see me typing?
Do I see you typing? No.
Yeah. I'm in the room.
Kathy Marshall is typing.
Yeah.
Well, but there's other things.
The window
I'm just
has
saying
to be
it's
active.
Not. The window can have focus and you be somewhere else, though, right? You could have your cursor in there and then you could pull up one of those apps that, like, if I typed a Gemini here, is that outside of the chain?
Yeah, we don't see you typing.
Well, I just started typing.
Nope.
Anyway, the point is, Adam, I don't.
Regardless. Think, I
don't. They could be sent. All right, here. Hold on. They could be sending a DM to somebody else. They could be having a private conversation with somebody else that the window would be active and their keyboard would be active because they were using it in Discord. They could be in another Discord server and typing. It's like, I don't know. You don't know, Adam. It's not 100%.
It doesn't drive you crazy though when you're like when you're messaging with someone and you see the little dots and like you expect that a message is going to about to pop up.
Nope.
And then the dots go away and no message pops up and you're like, what? But there were dots. They were typing.
The only time that would bother me is if I had asked like a, you know, like an awkward question, something that I probably should have asked in person, you know, like,
Zach, buddy, will you marry me?
Yeah. Something like that.
And then you see dot, 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 dot.
And then nothing. And then yeah. Nothing. Something like that. Right.
What?
Yeah. But not boyfie. I just murdered Sydney, you know, and she's like,
dot, dot, dot.
Say something, say something.
What would you say to that? That's a horrible thing.
I know. Then don't do it. Why'd you do it? Why'd you kill her?
This was all in your head. I didn't.
I don't even know what day it is. So no, it's not in my head. We were, the picture that I showed him from New York when you came and visited up in Connecticut. Excuse me. It was a while ago.
Oh, we lost Street Rat.
He probably went to sleep.
One down.
I mean, it's not like, are we super exciting right now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we lost Donna Sugars long ago.
Oh, girl.
But when I was showing him pictures of you in New York, let me get there. Let me find it, Adam. Let me find it. I want you to tell me what year you think it was.
Ugh, I hate pictures.
You hate what?
Pictures of me.
I'm not going to show you pictures of you. I want you to tell me what year you visited me in Connecticut and we went to New York. What is the earliest photo I have of you?
Visited and Mark was with me.
Yes.
I want to say 2013.
2013. September 5th, 2013. I have a photo of you and Mark in the, I'll post it now in the Discord. Oops, I have to do this and then I have to hit control V, not control C. That would be stupid. And he was just like, oh, it's baby Adam. And he's like, he also said, he's like, Mark looks exactly the same.
He does.
What would this be? This would be like it's a phase. It's definitely a phase. Somebody tell me what phase Adam is. It's not his boy band phase, but this is the Pride 48 where you like starved yourself beforehand so that you had like a 22 inch waist, you know, you were like, Do you remember that?
It wasn't that my entire 20s or my entire 20s and 30s?
No, because you know what? There's a picture of you September 2014, and there's a picture here in April of 2014. You're visibly much heavier in the April 2014 than you are in this September. Like you starved yourself for like 6 months for that first. I think it wasn't the first Pride for you. It was like the second. You. I'm just saying you did though. It was visible. Like I have the photographic evidence of this, Adam. It's just like, hold on. I won't share it with the chat room, but I'll, I can't share my screen with you because, sharing is not turned on.
I don't need to see how fat I was.
You weren't fat. I'm just saying I was talking about how skinny you were in the Pride 48.
Yeah. Well, when I have motivation, you know, I don't need to see. Oh, it's still recording. I'm going to stop that.
Recording stopped.
Oh, you don't want the recording of it even. Like you want to hide the.
I can't believe I was still recording that
recording. So like here you are in April of 2014, and then here you are in September of 2014. That's like noticeably, like just look at your face. Like you have a full normal face here, and then you have a very thin face here. So
that's true.
Yeah,
you're right.
That was the year that we went to dinner with Patance and Scott and Drew.
Oh, the year that I stacked. Look how young you look. The year I stacked the plates.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is our trip to Universal Studios in Florida when I lived up north. This is the Cabana Bay. There's even video of us.
There is, yeah. I remember that.
This is you trying to do the geeky gay from our suite and you couldn't do it. So that's it. So the last time that I saw you was in 2016, and then I didn't see you again until 2022.
Well, we had COVID.
Yeah.
Also, you were mad at me for a while.
That wasn't. Was that then?
Yeah.
Wasn't then.
Must have been.
I don't know. I wasn't mad at you. I just.
Anyway.
Had to walk away.
Whatever. It's. Oh, that is a horrible picture.
Which one? This one?
Nothing. No, 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 no. It was up, but it's fine.
What? Up?
Look how huge I look in that photo holding Zach's hand because my shirt is ballooning out. It looks like I'm like 1,000 pounds.
Which? This one?
Yeah. I mean, look how big my shirt looks.
It's Tinkerbell.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't even looking at that. Anyway.
You should wear tighter shirts when you go to Disney.
Clearly. I guess so. Because you lean over and it looks like you've got
exactly.
A keg.
Here's our boy band. It's Batu. The Batu boy band. Look how fat I am there.
Look how fat I am. Ugh.
That's what we like to do here on the Gay Mix. Just look at old photos and talk about how fat and we are.
Like nobody can see them.
Yeah. Look at Zee. You're a lot thinner then. This was 2023. This was a year later. Here we are at Salt Shack. Oh, here's it's the famous Adam driving the boat, scared about
Yeah, yeah.
The cops.
Lamont says, so who are the others? That's Wendy, not in the KKK outfit.
Yeah, who knew that she was going to be like a fucking weirdo racist? That shocked. I did not have that on my Pride 48 bingo card, I'll tell you that. The others, so that is Joe Zubia, Nico Martinez, and Jay the Hunt Cub, or the guy. So it's Adam, and then, and who is the female, the curly-haired female? Is that
Melinda Miranda?
Is that the one?
I think it's Melinda or Miranda.
Yeah.
Something.
But this was outside of the eye, because we rode the eye.
I still have that shirt, and there is no way I could fit into that right now.
But yeah. Yeah, Wendy Cameron being a weird-ass racist was never, like, I would not have picked that. Like, that would not have been a thing that I was like, oh. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea, Kathy Marshall. I would love to know that. But then I think, would I love to know that? Or am I just like, do I even care? It's like, sure, you're a murderer, but how did you become a murderer?
Well, context is always important.
That's true. That's true. As I have given many speeches on.
Yeah. I mean, with AI, you have to give context. Yeah.
I was in this, so we're the Skunk Works team that I'm on. We're evaluating new AI tooling and trying to come up with a recommendation for the dev department. And I keep making the argument that this doesn't matter. Like, we're focusing on the wrong thing. Like, the tooling is the least of our problems, right? It's like we should be focusing on the LLMs. Like, we should be figuring out which LLM is best for us, and knowing full well that in 6 months it's going to be another one. We should just be avoiding long-term contracting here. We should be able to let's do something like GitHub Copilot, which is all you can eat, and it has access to all the models, so we can bounce back between the different models that we need. Because that's going to be way more important. You know, this whole Claude code thing it's a party trick. It's just a party trick. You're just making API calls to their LLM. That's like, you can do the same thing in GitHub Copilot. Like, if you were to give the same instructions to the Claude LLM inside GitHub Copilot, you're going to get the same results, because the LLM, you know, yes, there's some external tooling, but that is just, additional instructions that you could easily be replicated. There's no magic sauce here. They keep acting like all of these environments, all these different IDEs are somehow magically written to, you know, their LLM specifications. Like, you could do things in Claude code that you couldn't possibly do in GitHub Copilot using the Claude Sonnet engine. It's like, that's just not true. You can do the LLM is the entire engine here. This is all just instructions around it and modifying the amount of context. So we're in this meeting today with GitHub, our GitHub representative, and so I asked a question which I figured somebody on this call should know the answer to this question, and I was just like, all right, so when we go into GitHub Copilot chat, right, it is bundling up extra context to send along with our request. That is just a function of that chat. Like, you know, it's always going to send the active document, but you could also add additional code pieces in there. And if you specifically name a piece of code, like, you know, product endpoint.cs or whatever, and it's inside your solution, is going to tag that as like, oh, I need to include this in context. Like, that's all it is. It's just adding additional context.
Sure.
So my question is, how much of my input token allotment is that extra instructions taking up. You know, what, not that I would care if I was using Gemini 2.5 with a million token input context, but when you're talking about Claude Sonnet, that's only 128K of input context. Yeah. So how much of that is this instruction taking, or is it just negligible and this is, or does it even, does it use like a separate cache? Like, does it use a separate token cache or something? And they're basically like, crickets. Like,
that's the GitHub people you're talking to?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, we'll have to check
in. You would think they would know that.
That's my thought. They're like, yeah, we'll have to check into that. It's like, this is your product.
Yeah, I've never really thought about that. That must count as tokens as well.
Yeah.
It's just but per word or whatever, right?
Well, sometimes it's per syllable, sometimes it's per letter. But my point, you could easily put five full novels, like the entire, you know, the first five Harry Potter books would fit within 128K context.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you have sometimes when you have large PRDs or like additional markdown context things in your .github directory and stuff, it's like, yeah, you could theoretically, if you were using one of those lower models, you could, you know, blow the index. But it's just the fact that none of them knew that or had an answer or went, oh, no, that's not how it works at all. I was like, okay, now I know who I'm talking to.
The salespeople.
I'm now talking to people who are beneath me. I'm now talking to people who do not know as much as I know.
They're not the sales engineers. They're just the salespeople. They're not the...
Can you find someone, please, who knows more than you? Can I speak to... Can someone get on my level? But I just, the amount of energy that my company is spending right now to try to pick a tool is maddening to me, because it's like, this just doesn't matter. GitHub Copilot is fine. Let's just go for it. We already have it. It's already, you know, it's already there. We're already a Visual Studio shop. Let's just go with that. We don't need to overcomplicate this. If we want to use Claude, you can do that with GitHub Copilot. You can just switch your engine to Claude. There you go. Now it's done. Now you can use Claude.
Yeah.
Maybe that little troll was mean to her for a reason. I don't think Joey Buhacker needed a reason to be mean. I think Joey Buhacker is just naturally a mean person. It's like he delights in hurting people. That's funny. Anyway. Sorry, Adam, I wasn't trying to put you between two big personalities.
Yeah. Here I am between two big personalities.
Torn between two lovers, treated like a fool. What song is that?
I don't know.
Torn between two
lovers. It sounded like a Kenny Rogers or something, or no. Who did that? Randy Travis or
music? Torn between two lovers. Torn between two lovers.
I was just thinking. I have to. Who is it?
I have to see if this is the right song.
Well, that's a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. How much is
your original sound on?
Yeah. Before I say another word, let me tell you
me hold you close and say these words as gently as I can.
Okay, I think, yeah, here, I think this is the chorus, yeah.
Torn between two lovers.
Yeah. Treated like a fool. And I've loved. Oh my God. They did not know how to get to the point in 1970.
Who was that, Crystal Gayle or something? Or like
Mary McGregor?
Oh, no, no clue.
Mary McGregor?
No clue who that is.
76. Yeah, that was. All right, Adam, I think I'm done. You've probably ordered some food.
I haven't, but I might. Who knows?
Wait, what are you gonna order?
I don't know if I'm gonna, but I could.
How do you spell that? Gonna. You don't know if you're gonna.
G-O-N-N-A.
Ghana.
Gonna.
Gonna.
Yeah.
Gonna. I think it would be like G-U-N-N-A. Gonna. Gonna. Gonna.
I haven't decided if I will, but if I do, I will just look and see what's open on the app. Which is very limited at this time of the evening.
Yeah, I think the only thing near me is like Wawa. Like Wawa is right here at the entrance to my subdivision. I think they're 24 hours. Do I have it? Oh, I have pizza rolls.
Oh.
Pepperoni and bacon pizza rolls.
Hmm. It is now Saturday for you.
So. I know. That's what I was just thinking. It's like I also have beef and bean burritos, frozen burritos.
Oh.
Those I bought for my camping trip that I had to cut short.
Well, those definitely need to be eaten.
And the pizza rolls. Those were from the camping trip also. All right. Well, you know, Adam, lovely as always to talk to you. I think I mentioned earlier that Taylor would be having dinner with you on September 17th, and that was absolutely incorrect. I think I meant September 7th. It's like you're here.
Sure.
You're here way earlier in the month. You're not here on the 17th. I think that's, by the way, when you were talking about going to a water park and you would only do it at night, I was just like, we have a nighttime water park thing here at Typhoon Lagoon, which is awesome. It's called Glow Nights. Mm. And so I went and I looked. I'm like, well, while you're here, are they going to have Glow Nights? It's like, the answer is
volunteering for that.
The answer is yes, they're going to have it, but it's going to be the Saturday and we're going to be up at Fatty's. So yeah, I can't do it. Can't do it, Adam. Can't do it. It's going to take you. I was going to take you to the water park. It's going to take you to the water park in the dark. In the dark for H2O Glow Nights, Adam. It's going to be crazy. They have like on the lazy river, they bring out all the fun inner tubes. So like instead of just being the normal inner tubes that they have during the day, it's like pink flamingos and rainbow unicorns and alligators and Stitch. Like there's Stitch inner tubes and there's a DJ and all the characters come out and dance on the beach. So like you can dance out on the beach with Goofy and Chippendale and Clarabelle. And the wave pool is going. They have the biggest wave pool in the southeast there at Typhoon Lagoon. So the wave pool is going. All the slides are open. And you get like, you know, all the lights are going. It's cool. It's a party. So, you know, you can hear the DJ from everywhere. And it's cool. It's cool. It's a fun event.
Cool. Fun. Sounds like
But we can't go, Adam. We can't go because we're going to
We're going to be in Charleston.
Here's an idea. Here's an idea. Let me just float this idea by you.
Oh.
Let me first ask you this question. Do you have any interest in like the Revolutionary War? Like does that period of time interest you at all?
I'm not interested. What I mean by that is I find learning things interesting. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I'm interested in loads of things.
Oh. Wouldn't it be cool if on our road trip to Charlotte or to Charleston, we listened to some educational podcast about Charleston in the Civil War. So by the time that we arrive there, we will be experts of the role that Charleston played in the Civil War and the historical sites around. We could take Fatty on a tour.
We watch educational YouTube videos all the time.
We could take Fatty on a tour of Charleston, pointing out the lesser known historical sites in the city.
We could.
Yeah, basically reintroduce him to his city, so rich in history, Charleston, South Carolina.
Amen.
Chat room, so nice of you to drop by this evening.
Lovely of you to be here.
Tim in Alaska, we saw you sneak in there. Hello. And also, good night. Good night, everyone. I don't know. There's a 90% chance I'll have a new car next week. But there's always a 10% chance that I won't do it. Good night, everyone. Oh, I'm going to burp. But good night.